This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to Creative Impact. Creative Impact is a new weekly feature you'll hear each Tuesday. We're going to explore the people, the places, and things that make Washtenaw County so culturally vibrant and delve into what makes it work and the impact it has on the quality of our lives. WEMU's partner in this exploration of the local creative industries is the Arts Alliance. My co-host is the president and CEO of that organization, and welcome back, Deb Pollack.
David, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Now, in the weeks and months to come, you and I are going to introduce the folks to a number of people, institutions, and businesses that contribute to the creative sector and often go unrecognized for the impact they make in the area. First, we want to set a baseline of what the creative industries mean and how they work. Last week, Deb, we spent some time discussing the wide variety of organizations, institutions, and businesses and people that make up the sector. Today, we're going to look at how these contributors are funded. I think there's a perception that the nonprofit sector is largely funded through federal, state, and local grants from gifts from wealthy benefactors. How accurate or inaccurate is that?
Well, I should actually just start saying that the creative industries and the arts are actually a combination of for-profit, nonprofit institutions as well as individuals. A focus towards the nonprofits is that, in fact, there are a number of revenue sources that go along with it, and that is earned revenue. So those are things like ticket sales or gallery sales or merchandise sales and product sales and the like, and as well as contributed revenues that come from individuals and foundations and corporations and government sources that would be federal, state, and local government sources. So a combination of all of those things.
Now, when we think about the nonprofit part of it, I think sometimes there is a perception, maybe particularly in the corporate community, that nonprofits simply don't know how to run a budget and that their mission is entirely different than that. I think that's probably a perspective you're not entirely on board with.
We are businesses. We have to manage budgets. We have to manage personnel. We have to manage facilities. We have to do all of the same things that businesses do. The concept of a for-profit or a nonprofit business is just that. It's an IRS designation. And the difference is that nonprofits do not have shareholders. They do not have an owner. We are, in fact, required by law to reinvest any profits back into the organization, whereas a for-profit entity, a commercial entity, has the ability to take those profits that they make and pay them out to shareholders or owners. So that's the difference on the bottom line. We do pay attention to our bottom lines. We essentially have three bottom lines. We have our mission, we have our financial aspect, but we also have our goodwill or our brand, and mission is extremely important. That's not to say that businesses don't have missions. They certainly do. But their output factor, their bottom line, their financial factor is extremely important.
Let's talk a little bit specifically about local government investment in the arts.
Across the board nationally, about 9% of the nonprofit arts and cultural organizations' funding comes from the government sources. That's federal government, state government, and local. Frequently, people think that the most of that comes from the federal sources, when in fact, the highest level of that comes from the local source. And that would be countywide or on the local level, like city or townships and the like. So here in Washtenaw County, we're kind of an anomaly. You know, our per capita arts and cultural services is really quite high. It's really kind of remarkable. But our correlation to that for our investment from the local agencies, local government agencies, is really quite low. And in fact, we just, the Arts Alliance, just this week started a research project with one of our interns from Eastern Michigan University, as a matter of fact, to benchmark those investments from our local municipalities so that we can actually talk about that. We have a lot of anecdotal information, but we want to be specific. But it's not very much.
Well, we know that revenue sharing is down from the state to these local governmental units, so I would think that you can understand why tax dollars are being allocated elsewhere. Because there is such high profile and seeming awareness of the arts and cultural and creative sectors in Washtenaw County.
Yeah, we're grateful that there are so many people in our community in Washtenaw County throughout that are generous and make these projects happen and these programs happen. However, the fact that Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County has been kind of been the center of arts and culture in Michigan has been great, but we're losing our competitive edge as other communities have found ways to do it. Lansing, East Lansing, Muskegon,
Grand Rapids,
Traverse City, and other Detroit is investing a lot of resources and making policy so that artists and creatives want to locate in those locations. And it's not always about money. Money is important. Believe me, money is extremely important. If we had the resources that we would require, we're always under-resourced, we could find jobs and opportunities for many, many, many more jobs in the sector. But policy is as equally important. So if Washtenaw County wants to retain that level of performance and lead in this area, we have to make that change to be out there. So that's part of our job as the Arts Alliance and working with artists and creatives and creative organizations and businesses in Washtenaw County to help lead that way.
You are listening to Creative Impact, a new Tuesday feature on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with our content partner and my co-host, Deb Pollack. Deb is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. There's so many things that compete for the dollars we're talking about. Environmental organizations, health and human services institutions, political parties, political issues, all have valid needs and depend on our support. So how are those entities dividing the financial pie? Where does the cultural sector lie in there?
Well, I think the great thing about all of them is that we're so interconnected. Schools, arts and creativity, arts and creative education is critical to school and workforce development and learning and progressing in life. To have schools' education absent of that doesn't develop the well-rounded individual who can go forward in life and find those jobs. So how can we take the resources that are available in our community, the plethora of organizations and individuals, and connect those to the schools? Same thing with health and healing. So it's more about working together rather than separating out. And I think that with a community like this, it is always looking to make things better. We have it within ourselves to do that.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU with Deb Pollack. Deb is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and the Alliance is WEMU's content partner in this new weekly feature. I want to be very careful how I say this. The temptation is to say maybe there are too many entities within the creative sector vying for the same slice of the pie. Perhaps it's better to ask it this way. Is there room for consolidation that may lead to better messaging, more efficiency, and a higher rate of return on investment for the variety of contributors?
Well, I think that is already happening. Certainly, there's always special interests here, there, and the other place. We are working together. I think one of the things that's really delightful is that we have a community, the arts and creative community, we're known for working together. We have a cultural leaders forum that meets monthly of, 20, 30 of the largest organizations in Washtenaw County that gets together to discuss a lot of these things and how do we work together? How do we message together? How do we find synergies? And how do we program together? And there is, some definite reality about what the marketplace bears And that always works out into the equation. No question about that. Can there be too much? Not in my mind sometimes, but the fact is that, there is a reality out there that the market does play into as well.
All of that in consideration, based on where nonprofit funding is now for the creative sector in Washtenaw County, can you project out 5 or 10 years and see better days ahead, or is it going to go the other direction?
The model for funding for the arts and creative industries is pretty static. I think where we're seeing shifts and changes is that the more people are aware of that model, the more that they understand what it is, the more that as a community we can decide what we want in that future. Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County, we have so much in the arts and creative industries and so much in quality of life and quality of place because we've decided we want that. And if we want that into the future, we just have to be conscious of the decisions that we make and our investments and our policies so that we can have that long term.
I think for this week, we'll leave it at that, but we'll do it again next week. Deb Pollack, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, David, and thanks to everyone for listening.
That is Deb Pollack, president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. The Arts Alliance serves as WEMU's content partner in this new weekly feature, and Deb will serve as our co-host. I'm David Fair, and we invite you to join us next Tuesday for another edition of Creative Impact. It's an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.